Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. His name is Josh Dover. He's my guy in Denver, Altitude Sports. We'll talk to him about a couple of top stories. The Nuggets are up 2-1 in the NBA Finals, and also, more importantly, Frank Clark, gone. He is now a member of the Denver Broncos. Josh, how you doing, my man? How you been?
You know what, man? I'm doing good, Carrington. Always good to jump on with you and hang out, and you said it right there. I know the Broncos are the Nuggets are taking over this city right now.
So we'll talk about the Nuggets here coming up in a bit, because I do want to get your opinion on how this series is going, and Rob thinks that Jokic would be a bigger star if he was from America, and I disagree. Let's start with Frank Clark, though. What's the Broncos fan reaction to this move today, that Frank Clark is now the newest member of the Denver Broncos?
They like it. His production isn't great. You guys know that better than anybody. It's been dropping off for the last couple of seasons. But I think what the Broncos fans are looking at this at, and I know that the team is looking at it as, is look, they needed help on that defensive line. Randy Gregory is never going to contribute the way a team wants him to contribute, because he can't play 16 games to save his life. So I kind of look at it as Frank Clark, Randy Gregory are going to give you, hopefully, the production of one defensive player that would play an entire season. So it's the help that they've needed, and they needed to add some of that depth for quite a while now. So it's a pleasant surprise, and I'm not breaking any news on a Kansas City radio station. The Chiefs have basically kicked the crap out of the Broncos for about eight straight seasons. So any tiny little insight that Frank can give and help maybe in that streak, they're all for it.
This is what a lot of Chiefs fans are saying. They feel like Frank Clark has betrayed the Chiefs fan a little bit. This is my stance on this, and I'm curious to get yours. Once you hit free agency, you can do whatever. This is not like Frank Clark demanded a trade, and then he got traded to the Broncos. I can understand that. It's not even like the Tyreek Hill situation, where both sides were negotiating an extension, and then he determined he wanted to be the highest paid player and basically forced him way out of Kansas City. The Chiefs and Frank Clark had a contract. The Chiefs voided that deal and then allowed him to hit free agency. You can then sign with any team in the National Football League after that. What's your opinion on that?
I tend to lean more towards you, and I know sports are not the real world, and sports money is certainly not the real world. It's all funny money is what we call it on the show out here. But it's we did this with Carmelo, and there's still a ton of Carmelo Anthony hate in this city. I'll never get it, Carrington. We all have jobs. Everybody's got to get a new job and go somewhere, and especially with the Frank Clark scenario. Look, from my perspective, from the outside looking in, from Denver looking into Kansas City, they didn't have much interest in bringing back a Frank Clark. I think they believe that the production is gone because it has slipped, like I've said, the last few seasons. So Frank's got to go out there and get a job. Now, the other hand of that is the reason you guys like you and I are in this business is because we're fans, and we were fans. Big ones at one point in time of our life. So if a fan feels disrespected because a player doesn't feel the same way about the name on the front of the shirt that the fan does, I'm here for that too. Y'all are supposed to be crazy and love your teams all over the place, but it's tough for those crazy fans to also understand the concept of this is their job. They got to show up, go to work to pay the bills and live their lifestyle. And if one employer doesn't want you, who cares where the next one is, as long as that check cashes.
Right now we're talking to Josh Dover. He is in Denver covering the Denver Broncos. So what are the expectations for Frank Clark? Because just to kind of poke fun at the Broncos, Frank Clark has not been a great regular season player. He has been a great postseason player. You guys don't have to worry about the postseason. You already are mathematically eliminated from making the postseason this upcoming year. What are the expectations for Frank Clark?
But Carrington, they're going to get Dalvin Cook. look, like I said, I don't think there's going to be a ton. I think my expectations that I'm putting on him as of right now, it's that he and Randy Gregory in the regular season, because you're probably right, there isn't much football to be played post January 1 for the Denver Broncos. It's between the two of them. Can you get to a 12 sacks? You know what I mean? Can you help clog up the middle a little bit to give guys like Alexander Singleton, to give like guys like Drew Sanders, who's going to come in here and get a big opportunity as a rookie, to get unimpeded tacklers on the ball carrier when teams are running the football. So that's all I'm looking at. I don't want to have a whole lot of expectations, Carrington. You know what expectations do, especially when you're dealing with a bad football team? They lead to future resentment. And I've got plenty of resentment towards the Denver Broncos already.
Josh, if I set the odds at Dalvin Cook, Dolphins versus the field, would you take the field, or would you take that Cook is going to go sign with the Dolphins?
I'd take the Dolphins. I mean, first of all, it's Miami. I said it on my show in Denver today. If I'm Dalvin Cook and I want to win more than I want to get paid, then you have to go to Miami. And you know what? That second foot drops anyway, because there's no state tax in Florida. You're going to get paid more no matter what. So you got a better chance to win in Miami, and you got a better chance to make some money. So I think he ends up as a Dolphin. If I were Dalvin Cook, I wouldn't want to come to Denver either.
Yeah, I would guess that he's probably going to sign with the Dolphins too, but I did see that there was a possibility that the Broncos, I saw from Schefter that the Broncos were in on it, which would make some sense for them, try to get a little bit more help for Russell Wilson and try to solidify that offense a little bit. Dalvin Cook to the Broncos makes sense for me.
Yeah, and it's also Javonte Williams. They're trying to sell us the bill that he's going to be ready for week number one, and if he is, that's great, but he certainly won't be the Javonte that he's shown he could be. So if you're able to add a Dalvin, then that gives Javonte, I mean, what, we're probably talking about an extra 2, 3, maybe even 4 or 5 weeks to not have to rush it back. And you can kind of be a situational running back instead of the workhorse running back that Denver's going to need him to be. So even with Dalvin Cook, yeah, he's a little check down linebacker advantage out in the flat that Russ could lean on. But, I mean, Russ is still Russ, and there's a lot of lost confidence with that dude. So if Dalvin Cook does come, he's by no means the dude that's going to get them over the top.
Right now we're talking to Josh Dover. He is with Altitude Sports in Denver. I would imagine, Josh, if you would bet on Christian Brown to score at least 15 points in yesterday's game, you and I both could have retired. He had scored 0 points in the Western Conference Finals. And then last night he was basically Scottie Pippen yesterday in game 3. What happened?
Dude, it is so fun to watch him play. And you know it, being a kid from Kansas and what he did for the Jayhawks out there. His mindset is exactly what you want it to be. Like, if you were building a player on NBA 2K and you had to put, you know, contribute size, shooting, defensive ability, way to have a basketball IQ, you would build freaking Christian Brown, because he is all of that. He gets one DNP in the Western Conference Final, doesn't bat an eye, played one game in the Western Conference Final, I think he had 8 minutes, maybe even just 6 minutes, didn't bat an eye, and then comes into a game last night in the biggest stage he's ever been on in his life, goes right at Jimmy Butler. If that dude's not a rookie, we're talking about a three-point play right there, not afraid to make the right basketball play. He's never chasing anything. He is going to be he's not going to be a star player, but he is going to be one of those role players in the NBA in a few years that people go, man, how the hell do we get one of those dudes on my team?
Yeah, I mean, I just look at it like every team in the NBA needs a Christian Brown. That we talk so much about the superstar players in the league. And obviously, like, you're not at this point if Jokic isn't the best player in the league or Jamal Murray isn't a strong number two. But the thing that I think has been the real message about the NBA playoffs is you need to be 8 or 9 deep. And if your team's not 8 or 9 deep, then you are not winning an NBA championship. An injury is going to happen. You're going to need a Caleb Martin to step up or a Christian Brown to step up. That, to me, has been the lasting message from this year's postseason.
You know what I think in basketball specifically? I don't know if this translates across, certainly football, because there's just so many damn players. But 1 through 3, right? Your players 1 through 3, Nikola, Jamal, Michael, although Porter Jr. has disappeared here in the finals. Those guys will get you to the dance, and they certainly have to contribute to make you win a championship in the NBA. But we've talked so much about 4 through 8. Guys like Aaron Gordon, guys like a Christian Brown, KCP's kind of falling off the cliff a little bit, but a Bruce Brown that can come in and contribute off the bench. Those guys 4 through 8, that's going to help you win an NBA championship. And right now, this is why the Nuggets are in the spot that they are, Carrington, is because 4-8, they're better than the Timberwolves. They were better than the Suns. They were damn sure better than the chump Lakers. And they're better than the Miami Heat, which is going to lead to us having a big old fat parade on Thursday next week.
So that's what you guys are planning? You guys are planning a parade on Thursday? Because, I mean, now that you're so happy and confident about it, I really want Miami to win now.
You know what? You can hope all you want, Carrington. Hope's not a strategy, and it's not going to help out undersized Miami team that is really, really good and led by a true alpha. I have so much respect for Jimmy Butler and the way he approaches his profession, but it's just not enough, man. They don't have enough. Nicole is too good. They don't have anybody on that roster that can stop him. If Jamal shows up the way he shows up last night, now he's a little inconsistent at times too, but the role players, exactly what I was just saying, the guys 4-8, they're just too good for the Heat.
So Rob, my producer, the one you were talking to earlier, he believes mm-hmm. that if Jokic was born Nick Jones and he went to Indiana, he thinks he'd be one of the more popular athletes in the country. I disagree for this reason. Jokic just doesn't have a game that people really gravitate towards. Like, when you think about the kind of basketball players that we really like, it's the Iversons, it's the Russell Westbrooks, it's the Ja Morant, it's LeBron. It's guys that play with a certain level of athleticism and flair and swagger to it. That's not what Jokic does. Jokic plays like Tim Duncan. We all respected Tim Duncan, but nobody would have went out to go buy Tim Duncan's shoes. So I actually don't think that it would be much different with Jokic. You watch him there, you see the effect he has in Denver. How fair of a statement is that, that if Jokic was born Nick Jones and he went to North Carolina, would he be exponentially more popular?
I don't think so, but I also I'm not going to disagree with Rob, but I'm not agreeing with you either on this one, because I think this is all a Nikola choice. And I will say this, what you said about the views of the NBA, you're absolutely right. It's dunks, it's behind-the-back passes, it's an outlet lob pass, it's jaw catching one as the shot clock's expiring and hits it before he floats out of bounds. I get all of that. But I'm also a dude from Indiana that can't jump on a curb and likes to think he's got a decent floater as well, so it's more relatable on that front. But why I don't agree with either of you guys is because Nikola could be a superstar in this league. If he simply wanted to, if Nikola Jokic wanted to hire a PR team and go, all right, put me on Twitter, put me on the gram, and let's start to send some stuff out, and I'm going to get to 50 million followers here in the next few months, and we can start to pop up the ads. If Nikola wanted that, Nikola could have that. The difference between Nikola and the rest of these superstars, and especially in today's NBA, is he doesn't give a damn about that. He wants to go play basketball. He wants to play the right way. He wants to win an NBA championship. And as he tells us every night, I want to go home and read my Serbian book to my daughter and get in the pool that we got and just chill. So if he wanted to be the superstar and he wanted to be the dude on your televisions and doing McDonald's commercials and getting a Nike deal and all that stuff, he could. He just doesn't want to.
It is crazy that we've now got to the point, even for a guy who had won two MVPs, like coming into this NBA season, I don't think any NBA fan would have said undisputed Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league. We have now got to that point. Like, you cannot argue another person. I think Giannis is incredible. You cannot argue Giannis over Jokic. You can't argue LeBron. You can't argue KD. Steph Curry. I don't care who it is. Jokic is the best player in the NBA now.
Oh, 100%. Everything that he does, his ability, I call him the Serbian basketball god, because he'll take what the game's given to you. He can make real-time adjustments, Carrington, better than I've seen any coach in the NBA in my time covering. I've been doing this for 12 years, make real-time adjustments. He's just too good at it. If you don't send the double team, well, he is going to absolutely destroy whoever's guarding him. If you do send the double team, he is going to put the ball where that double team came from. And if the guy that the double team came from isn't moving, he's going to have that conversation and correct it very, very quickly. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And still, we can go back to it. No, he can't jump on a curb. Yeah, there are national guys calling him the tub of lard, but he is the most unguardable person on the planet right now.
That is Josh Dover of Altitude Sports in Denver, Colorado, joining us on the show today. He said they are planning for a parade next Thursday. I hope at least then Miami just wins a couple of games so their parade can get pushed back. Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate you, man. Always good to talk to you.
Absolutely, man. That's my guy, Josh Dover, joining us on the show today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.